A Pittsburgh startup called Module has sold its first house. The company designs and builds homes intended to grow with their inhabitants. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, Margaret J. Krause explains how Module reckons it can solve the problem of the one-size-fits-all house.
Tucked in a corner of Module's East Liberty offices is a bunch of model home prototypes. CEO Brian Gaudio picks up their first one.
So the very first model we ever built was actually just little blocks from Michael's Arts and Crafts store. And we glued them together, and it doesn't look like a house at all. No one really understood what the heck we were doing. So model number one, not a great success.
Module's houses look distinctly like houses today, but they kept the idea of blocks that fit together interchangeably. Gaudio says new homes are often too big and too expensive to be attainable for first-time buyers.
We're giving people the right amount of space at the right time. Buy the amount of house you need today, add on and upgrade as your family grows, as your income grows, as your needs change.
Gaudio says incremental housing is one way to approach the city's 20,000-unit housing shortage. However, Module's houses start at $149,000. The company suggests planning on another $50,000 for the foundation, site work, and permits. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.